Introduction to A Description of Zhangdo Palri. This is the second of the two texts which describe in some detail the copper-coloured mountain, Zhangdo Palri, where Padmasambhava went when he left Tibet. Here, the description of the palace is similar to that given in Aspiration for Zhangdo Palri. Yet a slightly different mood is evoked. It begins by describing how the infinite openness of the source Dharma Dhatu manifests through the vaginas of the wives of the five family Buddhas as the five elements giving rise to Zhangdo Palri. Thus, the Dharmakaya awareness reveals the Sambhogakaya creativity emanating the Nimanakaya collaboration of the five elements. The copper-coloured mountain is directly manifesting from the mind of the Buddha as an island which is self-existing and all-pervading. Zhangdo Palri is simultaneously to the south of India and everywhere. How you see it depends on whether you have the eyes of the heart or the eyes of the intellect. The heart of the demonic mother-eating Matramrudra fell here after he was killed by the energy of Hayagriva, whose partner, Vajravarahi, has blessed the island as a happy place for Dakinis and mother goddesses. Beautiful to behold, charming in every way, this is the place where awakening is easy. It is not a distant Buddha field like Dewa Chen, but is present here in the dimension of this earth as a Nimanakaya pure place. Here resides Padmasambhava in the form of the lotus-born Vajra, splendid and impressive, with the power to change appearance according to the needs of those who come to him. Smiling at all, his voice is resonant and welcoming as he manifests many emanations to carry out his compassionate activity. He is surrounded by the mandalas of the deities of the eight great practices, along with oceans of deities, Dakinis, messengers, and so on. Everything that is needed for awakening is easily available here, in this land of purification and joy. There is no better place to be. And so, if we are to practice transference and have full faith in Padmasambhava, then we should recite this prayer again and again, until we are convinced that this is the only desired destination when our consciousness leaves our body. We pray to Padmasambhava with the seven-line prayer, repeating it again and again, and then we recite verses which invite him to actually come to us, preparing the way for us to go to him. How joyful to be welcomed by this dancing, swaying guru with rhythms and melodies that set the world in motion. All fixed beliefs in real entities dissolve as his caravan of light gets closer and closer. We request him to hold us close, remove all obstacles, and bless us with freedom from the ocean of samsara. Through the power of this prayer, which Padmasambhava gave to his consort Yeshisogyo, so that her sadness at his departure would be softened, we also will gain the comfort and confidence that we will never be apart from him. Now, We are ready to fly to him. The Prayer, a description of Zhangde Palri. To the southwest of here, and west of the holy site of the indestructible seat, in the direction of the setting sun, lies the small island of Tail Whisk, the country of the cannibal Rakshas, which has been blessed by the Buddhas of the three times. It rests on the five elements which arise from the wombs of the five Buddhas within the sphere of infinite hospitality, free of all conceptual elaboration. Self-arising and all-pervading, this excellent island is truly special. At the end of the first of the previous eons, the eight articles from the killing of Matram Rudra gave rise to the eight blessed places special to Tantra. The Chitta fell in the land of Urgyan, and due to this very special connection, it is an excellent place. Blessed by Dorje Pangmo, this is the island where all the Mamo and Dakinis gather, and where sounds emanate from tantric symbols, resonating diri-ri. By merely reaching it, enlightenment is gained. This is the special holy place with great blessing. This spontaneous appearance, the copper-coloured mountain, is shaped like a heart. Its base is in the domain of the King of the Nagas. Its middle is the very splendid and most attractive island of the Dakinis, while its peak is as high as the world of Brahma. Compared with others, this special mountain is the king. On the shining peak of this glorious mountain is the divine mansion of original knowing, which arose effortlessly, without careful endeavour. With its east side of crystal and bajuria on the south, its western side of raga, and north side the colour of Indranil. It is the divine, transparent mansion with no distinction of inside and outside. This is the very special palace of lotus light. The entirety of this great divine mansion, all that lives in the four cardinal and the four intermediate directions, and above and below, is made from jewels. On each of the four sides, the courtyards, the inner corner areas and projections, shine with the colour of the appropriate activity. This naturally arising great divine mansion is instantly present. The walls, adorned ledges, pillar tops, draped garlands, half chains, and eaves are all shining with the five kinds of precious substances. The four doors, the entrance arches, the Dharma wheels above the doors, and all the other features are beautifully adorned with many different jewels. This precious divine mansion is the most excellent of all. Wish-fulfilling trees, springs of liberating elixir, and rainbows of the five colours appear within and without, like masses of gathering clouds, and the sky is filled with light from lotus flowers. The mere remembrance of this place brings great happiness. The divine mansion of lotus light is the most excellent. Within this great divine mansion There is an eight-cornered jewel structure with sun and moon cushions. On top of this is the shining stalk of the lotus of freedom from desire upon which you sit. You, Padmasambhava, whose body is the presence of all the Buddhas, you are the Nirmanakaya emanation, arising spontaneously from the heart of Amitabha. In order to benefit beings by the four activities of pacifying, increasing, overpowering, and destroying, your body color, hand implements, and ornaments change according to need. Yet your splendor is always greater than the light of 1,000 suns, and your grand majesty surpasses that of Mount Meru. You are the wonderful apparition, Sokye Dorje, the lotus-born Vajra. The emanations of your mind spread out to fill all worlds. And you look at us with your large round eyes shining like the sun and moon. Your compassionate deeds are more rapid than lightning, while your profound awareness equals the vastness of space. With your very special compassion, you act with kindness towards all. With compassionate methods, you act for the benefit of beings. Your smiling face has a most beautiful and attractive complexion. Your expressive speech, louder than 1,000 dragons roar, is vibrant with the sound of the profound tantric dharma. With all the tones of Brahma, your melodious speech resounds everywhere and fills the sky. Around you, the great incarnation, in the 4 cardinal directions and 4 intermediate directions, are the hosts of Mara subduing, fierce forms of the body, speech, mind, good qualities, and deeds of the Sugatas of the 5 families. Each upon cushions of the trampled down, misleading enemies and obstructors. Around you are all the gods of the Drubchen Kabgye. In the 4 directions, upon cushions of 4-petaled lotuses, are the hosts of agents of the 4 families and the Dakinis of the 4 classes. They are all adorned with a cemetery attire and beautiful ornaments, and they appear in the dancing posture. Around you are all the Dakinis of original knowing with their consorts. The courtyards, corner areas, and the inner projections lying in the 4 directions within the divine mansion are filled with Vijayadharas and Dakinis. Many gods and goddesses gather like clouds and present various outer, inner, and secret offerings. Around you are all the Mamo and Dakinis. On the ledges of the jeweled palace, offering goddesses gather like rain clouds, and the whole world is filled with offerings having the 6 desirable qualities. They are presented to you, the happily gone one, according to Kuntuzampo's infinite offering system. Around you are many gods, the source of all good qualities. At the 4 doors, in the 4 directions of this great divine mansion, are the 4 great kings who listen to the orders they are given and send out the 8 groups of gods and demons as their servants and messengers to grind the Maras and Dharma enemies down to dust. Around you are your hosts of Dharma protectors and guardians. The countless hosts of Dakinis residing in the space of all phenomena, and at the 32 places and the 24 sites, together with the heroes, Dakinis, Dharma protectors and guardians, all gather together clearly, like countless massing of clouds. Meditate without grasping at this spontaneous, self-arising clarity. Home. In the land of Ergyen's northwest corner, upon a lotus stem and stamen, with marvellous and supreme accomplishments, the lotus born is your famous name. As retinue, many Dakinis surround you, following and relying on you. I do your practice. Therefore, in order to bless us, please come here. Recite this as many times as you can, with true devotion from your heart. Hum. Padmasambhava and your hosts of Dakinis, arise! Happily gone of the three times and 10 directions, pay heed! Most Reverend Pema Toltren Sal, please come from the land of the Vidyadharas and Dakinis. Your beautiful long hair swishes, she says she. Many jewel ornaments are tinkling, see Lili. The great cemetery bone ornaments rattle, trololo. Sounds and music vibrate, ururu. Hosts of path deities cry resonant hongs, diriri. Dakinis of the five families dance gracefully, she says she. The great agents and power dance strongly, stomping, trap said trap. Mamo and Dakinis gather like clouds, tip say tip. The eight classes of Dharma protectors and the workers rush on, QCQ. A thousand soldiers clatter, see li li. On the right, all the male gods come quickly, sha ra ra. On the left, all the goddesses come quickly, sha ra ra. The entire sky has flags and parasols fluttering, love se love. The good scent of pleasant smelling incense pervades, tululu. The Dakini's secret symbol language reverberates, diriri. The great agents and powers whistling echoes, kururu. The wild sound of hung flows freely, diriri. The fierce cymbal sound, pit, blasts, clear and sharp, sang se sang. Please look with compassion on me and all beings moving in the six realms, and then come here. Please think of this place with compassion and come here. Then, until we gain the heart of enlightenment, please subdue the obstructors, misleaders, and interrupters, and bestow supreme and general accomplishments. Please free us from samsara's ocean of suffering. Adapted by Siar Lama from the prayer taught by Padmasambhava to Yeshi Sogyal, contained in the 7 chapters of prayer. 7-line prayer. Home. In the land of Ergyen's northwest corner, upon a lotus stem and stamen, with marvellous and supreme accomplishments, the lotus born is your famous name. as retinue, many Dakinis surround you. Following and relying on you, I do your practice. Therefore, in order to bless us, please come here. Recite this as many times as you can, with true devotion from your heart. Praise. Hung. The Guru, without artifice or elaboration, is the intrinsic mode. The Guru of great happiness, master of Dharma, is the enjoyment mode. The lotus-born Guru is the apparitional mode. We salute and praise you, the Vajradhara, having these three modes. We pray to you from our hearts with fierce faith and devotion. So please always hold us with your compassion and bestow your blessing. Pacify outer and inner difficulties and obstacles as they occur, and grant us long life, happiness, riches, and the effortless accomplishment of our wishes. With wrong views and non-dharma not arising in our minds, may our dharmic virtuous intentions and actions increase evermore. Not experiencing sickness and trouble at the moment of death, may we immediately leave our bodies and meet the Dakinis waiting to guide us. Taking birth in the realm of lotus light, may we see the face of Padmasambhava and hear him teach. May we miraculously ascend the stages and paths and gain all good qualities. May we achieve profound benefit for ourselves and all others. Praying for what we want. Generally, on Flyrisk Island, where the perfect signs indicate profound meaning, in particular, in the Dakini's city of the constituents and generative factors of our own body, secretly, in the vastness of the sphere of the inseparability of bliss and emptiness, and most secretly, in and as our original unchanging nature, free of deeds and effort, there is the spontaneous, self-arising, self-liberating, great happiness, the king of non-duality, the genuine original Haruka, Padmasambhava, the chief of the Dakinis of the three places. We pray to you, in whom the three modes are inseparable. Pray like this three or more times. By the blessing of having prayed in this way, in this life, may we quickly see your face directly. Then, with all obscurations arising from the afflictions and subtle traces being purified, may we see our own true face, the ever young, original presence. When this life is ending, may hosts of Viras and Dakinis make sweet-sounding music and melodious songs, all with the sound of the holy Dharma. Holding Dhammarus and offerings, may they guide us to the glorious mountain on Flywhisk Island. Immediately on arriving there, may we see the face of Padmasambhava with his consort, hear his speech, and receive all instructions from him. Then, completing the stages and paths, may we quickly ascend the four ranks of sages. Then, becoming identical with Padmasambhava, may we be of great benefit for those who move in samsara. And may we be guides for all beings without exception, as many as would equal the sky gentle transference.
From my heart center to the glorious mountain of Zangopalri, a path of five-colored light emerges.
Clear, shining, and direct. My mind travels along it with the form of my present body.
On my right and on my left,
in front and behind,
are all the heroes, Vidradharas and Darkinis. Together with these hosts of helpers, to the far end of this path of light, I travel instantly, effortlessly, happily, joyfully, enveloped in blessing. The appearances and recollections of human life in this world fade and vanish, one after another, until all are left far behind. Then Dacha Zangopalri appears, clear and vivid, in front of me. In the center of many Vidyadharas, path deities and Darkinis, Padmasambhava is sitting, and I approach closer and closer, until finally my body is absorbed into his heart and dissolves in it. Then remain there, relaxed and happy. Dedication of Merit. By this virtue, by doing your practice, may all beings become inseparable from you, our Guru. May we all enjoy the rich happiness of this world and have the good fortune of our aware Guru. When merely the thought of helping others is more excellent than the worship of the Buddhas, it is unnecessary even to mention the greatness of striving for the happiness and welfare of all beings, without exception. Verse from Entering the Way of the Bodhisattva by Shantideva.
Dedication Prayer. By this merit, may I become omniscient. Then, defeating all troublesome enemies, may I liberate all beings from the ocean of samsara, where they are tossed and tumbled by the tidal waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. This comes from the book Lotus Source, by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes and illustrations will be found within the book. Read by Wendy and completed in February 2024.